This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the
10th. All right, so Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and Cannon with a K has a very great idea on what he can get his mother as a surprise for Thanksgiving. It is a turkey that he has killed himself on her front lawn. So I am calling a butcher shop to find out what is the best way to do it. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Can I help you?
Oh, hey, what's up, my man? My name is Cannon, and what may I ask is your name?
I'm Kyle.
Hey, my man Kyle, yes. So I have a question, and it is somewhat of an emergency situation. I am right now in my mom's living room looking out the front window, and I see a turkey. Now, I want to know from you, an expert who cuts up meat, how should I kill this turkey that would be best for Thanksgiving?
How do you...
how do I take this turkey out? Yeah, I mean, because how should I do it so that I can still, salvage all the meat and, make sure that I'm getting, all the best parts?
Well, I generally don't get this question because we could cut you up a turkey. We could cut you meat here, but we don't necessarily... teach you how to kill a turkey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I could bring the turkey to you. Okay, I just want to make sure though that how I kill it, because I got lots of ways that I could kill this turkey. But I want to make sure that I do it in a way though that you can still get me all the meat. You know, it needs to be a good gift for my mom for Thanksgiving. She's had a hard year, mostly with me and my decisions.
Generally, I don't know if you're going to want to do this, but generally you place a shot across the heart or the lungs, so you're preserving as much of the meat as you can. But I don't think you should be doing that. Do you live on a farm?
No. I live in Rockland. Well, my mom lives in Rockland. I don't live anywhere, but I'm currently with her. I'm in a neighborhood.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you're in a neighbor, I don't even think that's legal. You can't really kill turkeys in residential areas. That's not legal.
Cannon can't, or people can't.
You, Cannon, and people.
Oh, okay. Can't. So all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Call it an audible and take it a Thanksgiving Day pivot here. Okay. What if my pit bull kills this turkey? Because you can't throw a pit bull in jail. You know, so
one, I think you would ruin the meat if the pit bull is tearing apart a turkey. I don't think you want the disaster zone that's going to be in either your living room or your yard or whatever you're doing. Do you have a grocery store around you could just buy a turkey?
That's what I'm saying. But
already
this
dead turkey.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. This could be a nice Thanksgiving Day gift for my mom.
Do you live with your mother?
Yeah. Well, currently I do. God. Yeah, because my girlfriend kicked me out.
Of course.
But she it's fine, though, because my mom loves it. She loves having her baby boy home. She works third shift, so she's going to get home soon. So I'd like to do it before she gets home.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be the surprise you're looking for. I don't think you know how to properly kill a turkey. I don't think having your dog do it is appropriate or legal. I don't think that your mom's going to like the surprise. I think this is a really bad idea, Cannon.
All right.
And I don't even want to tell you how to do it because then I feel like I'm involved.
Well, yeah, you're definitely involved. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not involved. I'm telling you not to do it.
But you're involved now.
My business is telling you not to do it.
But now you're an accomplice. And together we're going to accomplice this.
I'm explicitly telling you not to do it. That I'm not an accomplice if I'm telling you not to do it.
But if you do, then it becomes an accomplishment.
Okay, I'm hanging up. I don't need this. I have a line.
Kyle, are you still there? Are you still there?
Yes.
None of that was real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam, which is
oh,
a prank.
Jesus.
That's a prank phone call. Your girlfriend emailed me, asked me to do this to you, and she wasn't sure if you actually had ever heard us do these before.
No, actually, I've heard it. I should have known that it's so stupid that I should have known it was a prank.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.